For other titles by Ms. Dominica, go to www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Following recording is intended for adult audiences over the ages of 18. Please do not listen to this recording while you drive or perform other hazardous tasks. Get yourself in a nice, comfortable position and hang on for the ride of your life. You have just set into motion a chain of events that will result in you becoming a brainwashed rubber slave of mine. Don't even try to consider stopping this recording. It's already too late. You ordered this from me because you know that you want to be my deeply hypnotized rubber slave. As soon as you saw this listed on my website, there was no question that you had to order it. That is why this enslavement is so easy. It started the moment you clicked on the link to order it. Part of you already craves the feeling of sinking deep into hypnosis for me. And part of you even hopes that I am a good enough hypnotist, that you will be more than just hypnotized. Part of you wants me to reach inside your mind with my latex-covered fingers and begin to manipulate your thoughts, rearrange your thinking, alter your brain patterns. And that part of you that has always been inordinarily aroused by shiny rubber and slick, smooth latex knows that your addiction to that intensely erotic material will be the key to your brainwashing. I want you to picture yourself in my office. Even though it's so very hard to look at anything besides my incredible body and gorgeous face, I point to a chair and instruct you to go sit in it. Now, this is no ordinary chair. It resembles a dentist's chair, and it's upholstered with a deep, dark, blue, shiny fabric. At first, you think it might be vinyl, but as you get closer and closer, you see that it is different. Right now, the scent of thick rubber begins to invade your nostrils. This chair is covered in rubber, and you are getting aroused, aren't you? As you sit and stretch your feet out in front of you, you notice a special headrest that wraps around your head. You are immediately struck by how pleasantly comfortable this chair is. And you notice that you just sink into the soft, smooth rubber, and that the longer you rest your tired, heavy body there in my special chair, the deeper down you continue to sink into it, continuing to sink until you seem to be enveloped by this chair, by my chair. The soft, thick, deep, comfortable chair just seems to swallow you up as you sink deeper down into it now. While I adjust the very comfortable and soft headrest to allow your head to begin to lay back, which of course makes it so much easier for you to relax into the soft, thick, deep, comfortable chair, which just seems to swallow you up as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper down into it. So comfortable, in fact, that you are totally unconcerned about the soft, smooth, thick, slick rubber strap that I'm attaching to the headrest and wrapping across your tired, heavy, relaxed, and sleepy forehead. This strap will merely help keep your head from flopping off to one side as you continue to sink deeper and deeper into the very soft, comfortable, relaxing chair. In the same manner, I'm concerned enough about your safety to attach similar rubber straps to your wrists and ankles so that you don't get so sleepy and so relaxed and so heavy that you just slide right out of the chair on your way down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. It is so amazing just how soft and thick and relaxing my special rubberized chair is. In fact, you find that with each word I speak, you seem to just keep sinking deeper and deeper into the soft, thick, relaxing chair, which just grows softer and thicker and more relaxing the longer you relax right there for me. But just in case you have any concerns about getting bored, I have a special treat to show you. You will notice that a large spiral is being lowered from the ceiling down to your eye level. This is just for you to stare at. And you will find how simply mesmerizing the spiral is as it turns around and around and around. Once the spiral is turned on, you will find that it helps you relax so much deeper than ever before. And you know that it will lead to the really deep, deep, deep hypnotic trance that I am so easily capable of inducing and that you are so completely unable to resist. Notice now that it is in place in front of you, that this is no ordinary spiral. The white portions of this spiral are coated with a shiny, reflective paint that glistens. The deep, dark, black sections are outlined with rows of shiny, reflective crystals that seem to sparkle in the light. Now I activate the spiral, and it begins to very, very slowly start to rotate on its center axis. Around and around and around and around. It is so amazing how fascinating the sparkly, shiny, reflective spiral is as it picks up speed, spinning around and around and around and around. Not only is the pretty spiral beginning to flash as the sparkles spin around and around, around and around and around and around, but the increasing speed and incredibly fascinating pattern of the alternating hypnotic black and white bands spinning around and around and around just seem to draw your eyes right into the center, unable to look at anything else than the beautiful, shiny, flashing spiral that is spinning faster and faster and faster, pulling you deeper and deeper and deeper and faster down into a soft, relaxing, heavy, calm state of deep relaxation that is so soft and heavy and sleepy and relaxing that you cannot think of anything any longer except the spiral and my voice. My deep and powerful, addictive voice that seems to wrap itself around your rapidly relaxing and deeply drifting mind, that begins to open itself up so completely for my deep, powerful, addictively hypnotic voice that is already helping you to relax deeper and deeper down. As you are consumed by the entrancing sight of the spiral spinning around and around and around and around, right in front of your rapidly relaxing eyes that seem to struggle to support those heavy, sleepy eyelids that need to slide down across those tired and sleepy eyes. And yet, you just cannot seem to take your eyes off my incredibly powerful, addictive, hypnotic spiral that just spins around and around and around, causing you to forget everything except for the deep, deep need to concentrate on my deep, powerful, hypnotic voice. And the very pretty and captivating spiral spinning and spinning and spinning and making you sleepier and sleepier and sleepier. As you continue to watch the spiral as if you had any other choice, I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. As I do, you will sink deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper with each number, totally unable to take your eyes off the spiral or to block out my increasingly powerful and deep, addictive, hypnotic voice. It just seems to crowd out any thoughts you might think you previously had, but cannot quite remember what they might have been, and whether anything exists outside of the spiral and my voice, or my voice in the spiral, or the spiral in my voice. Taking you deeper and deeper and deeper down now, 10. You find the spiral has created a giant and powerful vacuum that just seems to pull you deeper and deeper into the bottomless center as you hear my voice continue to count down to 9 and realize that somewhere in the distant past you stopped thinking on your own and fell deeply into a pattern of 8, just waiting to hear my words which express my thoughts which help to fill your rapidly emptying mind that just keeps losing 7 more and more and more of its ability to operate independently. The deeper and deeper you 6 fall into the powerful and endlessly deep spiral, that 5 spins around and around and around and around, and you begin to wonder if my voice is somehow connected 4 to the spiral, since it does not seem to stop either, but just keeps counting, pulling you deeper and deeper and deeper. 3 into the soft, warm, and deep relaxation that you find you are already totally immersed in, and that there really isn't any other reality left for you to conceive of, much less remember from before you began to sink. 2 deeper and deeper and deeper down toward the inevitable destination deep inside my voice and deep inside my spiral, with my voice deep inside you as you are deep inside my spiral. Completely trapped, and yet completely set free to stop thinking now. And just allow me to think for you, since you are so tired and sleepy, now at one, that you can no longer form thoughts of your own. But of course, there really is no need to form any thoughts of your own any longer, since my thoughts are so much more important to you, and I am so kind to be willing to share them with you now, while your own mind has just slipped into neutral and is coasting somewhere deep inside the spiral. And deep inside my voice, which has already severed all connections to your own memories and thoughts and desires and awareness, and has replaced them with the memories and thoughts and desires that I create for you inside your deep and sleepy and obedient mind. As you find that your own mind has become so totally absorbent and open now, just like a thirsty sponge soaking up water, so your own obedient and deeply hypnotized mind has begun to soak up my commands, my suggestions, my thoughts, and my instructions. In fact, you find that the longer you lay here, watching my spiral and listening to my voice, that the deeper and deeper and deeper down you sink into a deep, deep hypnotic state, which is what you always wanted anyway. Or is that what I wanted, and only make you think you always wanted it? Or did you always want to think that I had made you want to think that you always wanted to go deeper and deeper under my control? While you imagine that you had always wanted to go even deeper under my control, before I allowed you to realize that you had always wanted to go even deeper and deeper and deeper into my control. Now I am going to give you a series of instructions that you will absorb and that will remain planted deep inside your subconscious mind, accessible only to me at any time that I choose to activate your programming that is locked so deeply inside your obedient mind that no one else can ever access or remove or alter, simply because I will not allow it, nor will you allow it, because you only allow what I tell you to allow, and I will not allow anyone to tamper with the irresistible programming that I am inserting deep into your obediently open and receptive hypnotized mind that I now own and control. You can now see that I'm dressed in head-to-toe shiny black rubber. My latex outfit seems to cling to my body and is almost like a second skin. The lights of the room that are bouncing off the shiny and sparkling spiral reflect off of the smooth mirror-like surface, highlighting every curve and every erotic feature of my deeply arousing body that has already captivated you and begun to arouse your cravings and desires and passions. Even as you notice the thigh-high platform boots that make my incredible legs look even longer and more sensuous and make me even taller and more powerful than before. As your eyes are drawn to the tight latex gloves that look like my hands and arms have been dipped in a molten rubber that was allowed to dry and form itself against my muscles and powerful fingers that begin to rub deep circles along your temples. The touch of my rubber hands makes your arousal level jump 50 times over what it was. And the hornier you get, the deeper your need to absorb my instructions, as the rubber brainwashes your mind, as I brainwash your mind. your cock grows harder and harder and harder. The longer the spiral spins around my voice, which commands, while my rubber excites and traps you deeper and deeper and deeper inside my rubber spell. Whenever I say or type the words rubber slave, you will instantly and immediately fall deep down to this deep, deep level of hypnosis. There will be no hesitation, no resistance, and no thoughts to confuse your sleepy and empty mind. There will be immediate obedience. The second I type or say the words, rubber slave, which will suck you down deep to this deep, deep level of irresistible hypnosis, where you are totally susceptible to my programming and brainwashing and seduction, and so totally unable to do anything except obey. Anytime, any place, anywhere I say or type, rubber slave, you will instantly fall back right down here, eager and anxious to obey Mistress Domenica. Whenever I say or type the words rubber programming mode, your mind will instantly open itself up to me. After I say rubber programming mode, you will obey anything I tell you to do. If I tell you to say or do something, you will, with no question or hesitation. If I tell you to feel something, you will feel it. Your mind will become just like a computer program that can be altered, adjusted, updated, changed, and rearranged to suit the whims of the programmer, Mistress Domenica. You will think what I tell you to think. You will do what I tell you to do. You will feel what I tell you to feel. If I tell you that my slick, shiny, sexy, smooth, stimulating, stiletto thigh-high boot is sliding up and down and up and down between your legs and across your obedient, rock-hard cock, then you will feel it. If I tell you that your mind has been encased in my rubber brainwashing helmet, then you will feel the effects of that. I may choose to allow you to remember the programming when you awaken, or I may choose to keep those alterations hidden deep inside your mind, where you are completely unaware of them, but totally unable to resist them any more than you can resist the involuntary programming that tells you to take a breath or for your heart to pump. My rubber programming mode is completely involuntary and equally powerful in its ability to control your mind and body, which have now become my mind and my body. You are now like a tenant who only occupies space inside someone else's building. You now occupy space inside the body and mind that serves your rubber programmer, Mistress Domenica. When I say or type the words, end programming mode, then you will return to my regular trance state. You will be so deep that you will only remember what I allow you to remember. But my commands will be as firmly engraved on your mind as if I had carved them into marble with a powerful chisel, permanently and totally etched into your brain, where no one can remove them. When I tell you to awaken from your trance, I may allow you to be aware that I have done something to you. If I allow you to be aware of the programming, you will be consumed by the intense arousal that tells you that your powerful rubber programmer, Mistress Dominica, has done something to you. You will get so very turned on to realize that your mind has been altered. The uncertainty of what has been done to you will drive you mad with passion, and the desire to serve Mistress Dominica will only increase. If I allow you to know what I've done to you, you will have absolutely no desire or ability to resist it. In the realization that you have absolutely no desire or ability to resist it will only make you more aroused and more unable to resist it, to resist me. And now, to firmly lock this programming into your mind, I am going to anchor it with an association with deep, deep pleasure. As I count you up from your trance by counting up to 10, you will find that each number makes you hornier and harder and more eager to come for me, which will happen the instant you awaken. This obedience will so deeply anchor your programming that there will be no way it can ever be reversed. You will realize the second you come for me that I have commanded it, and that you have obeyed, which will seem so very natural for you, since I am your rubber programmer, Mistress Dominica. 1. As we begin our erotic trip back to the surface, your body begins to feel the accelerating effects of arousal coursing through your veins and cock and obedient mind. 2. The higher and higher you come, the more turned on you become, and the deeper my commands become locked permanently in your mind. 3. The same mind that now obeys Mistress Dominica forever is the same mind that commands your passion to grow and grow and grow and grow, as you know that you must obey Dominica. 4. The instructions that lead you to your inevitable climax, that you cannot stop now, even if you wanted to, although there is absolutely no way you could even begin to want to, since you know it is what I commanded, and there is absolutely no way you can resist something that I command now. 5. Coming up higher and higher now, beginning to stretch as your body starts waking up more and more from the deep, deep sleep it's been in, while I deeply programmed your mind that is now slowly waking up more and more. 6. But as you come up higher and higher for me, you are increasingly aware of the deep and intense need you have to come on my command, and the powerful knowledge that that is exactly what you will do so very soon. 7. When you awaken, your mind and body will feel alive and charged with electricity, so sensitive and on fire with obedient lust and passion for me. 8. Getting so close now, and the throbbing cock tells you that it must obey the programming from your rubber programmer, Mistress Dominica, that has already told it to begin to pulse and throb and pulse and throb deeper, and to prepare to spurt at my command. 9. You are nearly awake now and feeling so hot and so horny and so obedient to Mistress Dominica now that you will do anything I say. And the first thing I will say to you is, 10. Come for me now and awake. Wide awake and coming so hard, spurting in complete obedience to me, erupting for your rubber programmer, Mistress Dominica, just floating on a soft cloud of wonderful pleasure created by Mistress Dominica, floating and drifting, feeling such release now. Physical release as your body and cock obeyed me, and mental release as you realize totally how unnecessary it is for you to ever have to think on your own anymore, and how wonderful it is for me to think for you. Just drifting and floating, feeling so good. Drifting and floating, just like a good rubber slave. That's right. My rubber slave now drops so fast and so deep, and even faster and deeper as the programming takes over. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper now. My rubber slave, so sleepy and so deep in my spell. Rubber programming mode. You will remember everything I told you before, but it is now reinforced and strengthened 1,000 times inside your mind. Your programming is permanent and irreversible. Only Mistress Dominica can access it or change it. Any attempts by anyone else to change your programming will be useless. You will always instantly obey when I give you these programming commands, and you will never be able to resist them. You are my rubber slave forever. End programming mode. In a moment, I am going to awaken you. You will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this recording has permanently altered you. You will find that knowledge to be almost unbearably arousing. You will know that Mistress Dominica is now your rubber programmer. And you will have an intense and powerful urge to listen to this recording over and over and over and over and over and over again. And each time that you do, my power over you will be reinforced over and over and over and over and over until it can never be diminished. You will awaken on three, feeling transformed, refreshed, happy, and aware that you belong to Mistress Dominica forever. One, coming up slowly, feeling so energized, alert, and wonderful. Two, stretching and taking a deep breath, knowing you are almost awake now. Three, wide awake and permanently transformed by Mistress Dominica. I know you've enjoyed listening to this MP3 almost as much as I enjoyed creating it. I also know that you're going to crave to hear it again and again and again. For more MP3s by me, your new rubber programmer, visit www.msdominica.com.